What is the illumination that appears during sitting meditation, please? Is it the false or the true? Is it from inside or outside or neither, please? Thank you. I don't know. I think this one might have been answered in the previous question. It's kind of a little bit, it's just coming back to that dukkha aspect rather than waiting for something to happen. So sitting meditation, just waiting for some sort of illumination or bright light or get struck by a giant purple lightning bolt or whatever idea we have that's supposed to happen to us. This reminds me of somebody who stayed here a long time ago, and they were practicing a lot, and then they were asking what they should contemplate, and I mentioned like they could try contemplating impermanence, and then a few days later, they at a Q&A tea time, they said, "Well, I contemplated impermanence and nothing happened." Well, I said, "Well, what did you want to happen?" So I don't know. I just thought something was supposed to happen. Like, I contemplate impermanence and something happens. So, well, if it was that easy, then there would be a lot more meditators in the world and a lot more people practicing. So, yes, perhaps we can think of illumination in terms of seeing dukkha can lead to illumination. Seeing craving, seeing tanha, seeing the whole process can lead to illumination. But then when we ask questions like, is it false or the true? You know, things like that, it's just tying ourselves up in knots. It's like we're good at kind of confounding ourselves. So just keeping it very simple, like the awareness of the breath, breathing in, breathing out, just looking at, trying to give rise, motivation's very important, like giving rise to what we want is a sense of ease, and what that comes from is seeing clearly, you know, seeing with mindfulness, seeing dukkha. And if it arises, it doesn't really matter whether it's from inside or outside or neither. So this is a shift in focus. So rather than trying to answer what is it, we want to, the scientific mind wants to know what is it. But even if what is it gets answered, that doesn't keep the dukkha from arising. So there's a bit of a misunderstanding in the heart, and we all have this. That if we might think, just if I got the answer, what is it, then I'll be okay, then it'll be better, then I'll know what it is. But there'll still be that mental factor of seeking there, and that's dukkha. So trying to shift the focus into looking at that is quite important.